That's right. I mean, Trump had a crazy weekend.
Big weekend.
Big weekend. Mentally disabled. One day we just get to shoot whoever we want. And then his wonderful, beautiful body.
Sunbathing on the beach. Never seen a body more beautiful, certainly more beautiful than Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy
which
Joe.
Apparently that's the line now. That's your measuring stick.
As long as your body looks better than Joe, apparently you're an Adonis. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830, WCCO, here till three. And I have one message right now starting the show. Verizon, I want my phone back. Closed circuit Verizon. And that's the only way I can get a hold of them. Closed circuit. Are you with me right now? I'm Team Verizon. You're also Team Verizon, right?
And my phone is working spectacularly.
Okay. Well, we're about to play an interview with Jim Peterson. Because of Media Day, we had to record it before. He and his beautiful bride, Tika. Tika's phone is like mine. Jim is like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm baffled. If you're a Verizon customer, and they're doing okay, and I'm pleased with Verizon. I've been with Verizon fairly long time. There's one part where Western headed west, something you never do because you hate the west side of the metro. When I'm on 384, going under 100, about one of every five, six times, it dips. The sound quality dips, and somebody's like, hello, hello. Outside of that,
yeah,
pretty good.
You ran into those pockets. I had one in Woodbury that I think is still there, right, quite literally, right next to where a Verizon store used to be.
Can't make it up, right?
You'd drive by the Verizon store and you'd lose your call.
So I can text. I can text. I cannot call. And I have SOS right there on my phone. You saw it. And what seems strange is if I go to act like I'm turning off, I can hit emergency call, which is SOS. Well, these calls are not emergencies, right? So I don't – how many people right now are emergency call right now?
In my life, I guess three.
Yeah.
Would be an emergency contact.
Yeah, it's very few.
Yeah.
It can't be confirming your tee time. You know, cannot be an emergency call. Now, if –
it's big of you to say that.
If your mistress is showing up at the house and the wife's there, or the other way, the guy's there,
mm-hmm.
Probably an emergency call.
I think so.
Emergency call. Are you a Verizon customer right now? And is your phone working? And then what do you need in your life to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? And yes, we will accept accurate and inaccurate answers. And if they're inaccurate, it means only one thing, humor. What do you need in your life to work every single day, every week, all year? And let's just get the joke out of the way right away. Yes, your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got
there it is.
I knew that was coming. So let's go.
We're all thinking it.
Yes, yes. You know, God love you. Have the penis working. Yep, understand. What else does Dave Harrigan need to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, year after year after year?
My refrigerator?
Your refrigerator.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
I didn't even mention this. You know, I discussed my refrigerator not working.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention there that 4 days later, Kathleen's refrigerator stopped working also?
That's blame you.
That's kind of weird, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I think it's your fault. I think you've done something.
I put some bad mojo on her
yes,
fridge.
I think that's it. No, the first thing that came to mind is vehicle, the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing worse than, all right, time to head off to work. Got to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. If you're counting on it.
Yes.
And then just spur of the moment.
Bad engine, flat tire, or something like that.
Was that your penis again not working in the car? I'm trying to decide.
That would be the car.
Car, okay.
Never an issue with the former, believe me.
Exactly. It's legendary, apparently. If you walk, you ride, you're light railing, whatever, we get it. Nothing wrong with that. It's really inexpensive to build them, I can assure you that. Southwest Light Rail, we're at $2.8 billion. We'll go over $3 billion.
Yes.
Or no. 100%. Will it go over?
No question.
Is it possible four bill is still in play?
Anything is possible with Southwest Light Rail. We could go over 10.
Exactly. Anything is in play. I think my refrigerator call from a couple weeks ago, your refrigerator not working, is way up there.
It's way up there. I mean, obviously, just the electricity in your house. That's...
Let's just go overall.
Yeah, so many things. I think we need to narrow cast it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Really, any form of transportation. What's worse than going on a bike ride and you get a flat tire?
You know me. I'll be able to fix that right away.
Oh, you'd be really... I'm sure you've got tubes and a little spare pump all right with you, the whole thing.
Wait, are we going back to the first thing? No, I've never once... I was on a bike ride yesterday. Beautiful bike ride. You think there's any chance I'm out there with...
Zero.
What percentage of people take a bike ride and they have everything available with them?
I've had so many flat tires, I am now one of them.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I can change a flat, boom.
I know I'm going to regret this before snow comes. It has been years and years and years since I had a bike flat tire.
Whoa. Very lucky.
Yeah, I know. And it's all going to end now. I sadly, for whatever reason, believe in that reverse karma because it's happened a couple times, a couple too many times in my life. Now, how about this combo? You're biking, you're a Verizon customer right now. I guess you still can text people.
No guarantee they'll see it right away.
No guarantee. That'd be pretty, you know, you could do like DeRussian, you know, pose like you're laying there provocatively. Where was he? North St. Paul or something?
Hanging out by the snowman.
Just lettuce hanging out, you know. All right. What else do you need to work in your life? Because right now I'm Verizon. I can't call, but I'm getting texts. And at first, I couldn't even get texts for a while. So this is progress.
Getting there.
Getting there. I'm getting the sense I can get texts if I'm on the Wi-Fi. I think that's it.
That would make sense, because once you walked in the building, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, yeah, it started clicking. Started clicking. What else do you need to work? Accurate and humorous answers. You take your pick. 651-461-9226. Was this a quick, late change?
Quick pivot.
Yeah.
It's giving us now three different bumper themes for the day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know one. Can I guess one?
Well, I think SOS.
SOS.
You probably know this
I know
one.
This. I've got this. We got to be doing Christofferson, too.
We got some Chris Christofferson in the mix. Absolutely.
Yep.
We've also got a little cat in the mix.
Little Carl Towns.
Little Carl Towns.
Yeah, that's
little
nice.
Little cat-themed music. Yes.
Well, we'll get to that dialogue with Jim Peterson in just a little bit. So we're talking, if you're a Verizon customer, it's hit and miss right now. Dave Harrigan, 100% full go. For me, if I'm on the Wi-Fi, I can text, but... Some are saying that you can make calls on the Wi-Fi. I can't make a call. And so we're saying what?
You might have to change the settings that way.
Yeah, possibly.
Want me to play with your phone for a little while, see what happens?
Stay away from my phone. So we're talking about what in your life needs to work. Accurate and inaccurate. And then when I went to the text, this must be why Adam referred to black licorice. Because someone said it's good for your prostate. I'll take a chance on my prostate. If the option is I need to have black licorice.
One piece a day, Chad. Just one.
No. I'll roll the dice on my prostate.
I'm with you.
One of the grossest foods out there. When you have the red vines as an option, and then you have this other vile option, who in their right mind is saying, I want some black licorice?
Prostate enthusiasts,
yeah,
perhaps.
Big prostate. I'm willing to look at big prostate and take you on. All right, what needs to work? Accurate, humorous, lots of text coming. 651-461-9226. Doug, you've called into CCO. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Chad. Mine would be the sump pump in your basement when you live by a swamp.
Well, that's a good one. That's,
yeah.
That is a good one. Have you relied on that a few times in your life, Doug?
Oh, yeah. And then to the point of having a battery-operated backup and then forgetting to charge the battery.
Mm. Yeah, I had it recently, Doug, where it started beeping, and then it's connected to the city police. So then they're coming out, and there's like two officers at my door, and I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on? They're like, well, we just got alerted to your sump pump. I'm like, really? I think maybe through my alarm system and then through the city. So it was surprising.
Yeah, well, the first time it happened to me, I didn't have the battery backup. And, of course, we have a huge storm, and what happens? The electricity goes out.
Mm.
So I'm staring at that sump pump not running. It wasn't fun.
No, not fun. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. Adam in Robbinsdale. Adam, what needs to work, accurate or humorous?
Well, next time you talk to Royce, talk about sump pumps, ask him about his sump pump backup if you haven't heard that story. It's one of the most hilarious things you'll ever hear. Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's very good. Yep.
I was, you know, thinking about everything, like Wi-Fi, yes, all that stuff. But, you know, which way did I want to go? Seriously humorous? I'm going to do both. This is humorous and serious. My wife.
Yeah, that
she needs to work because she makes more money than me. Makes more money than me, so I need her to work.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. We have a number of textures. Same thing, Adam. Same thing you said. My wife, because she's carrying me right now, so go ahead. I can't blame you. I think you nailed it, too. Adam nailed it. It's correct, and it's funny.
Yeah. We need Susie Jones to work.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate that. Texter, kind of the same thing. My husband needs to be working 24/7. Now, yeah, for a lot of reasons, right? Chad, we're pulling corn out in the field today. Some of our field data is not downloading to our tractor's computer, so we need more to get done. That'd be a big deal, right? I can't imagine. I mean, listen, technology, we sit here for 50 days and go through, but how technology has changed farming.
Incredible.
Absolutely incredible, right?
It's not just a horse pulling a plow anymore.
No, that's not. The Odyssey app, well, good luck on that one. Yeah, I'll never understand. I'm not going to belabor this because people in this building don't like it. I don't understand how we haven't fixed that app about 15 years ago. I have no idea. Makes absolutely no sense to me. Deodorant.
Yeah.
Do you have friends in your life who don't use deodorant at all? Because I have a couple.
None that I know of. I haven't smelled them.
Yeah, they don't. No,
they
wrong.
Believe it's bad for the skin or they're just lazy?
No, bad for the skin. Toilet. Yeah. Medical devices. I need my back to work. If you have back pain, you can't sneeze in the toilet or walk. Yeah, I occasionally have the back issues. Not good. Something that needs to work? That would be my brother-in-law, so he stops asking me for money. Backup camera in the car. Well, you're hoity-toity then, right? If you need that. It's nice to have. No doubt. Would you be okay without it?
Yes. My car does not have them. My wife's does, and it is nice. To take the look back there, especially if you're parallel parking, the spot's a little tight. But I still got head on a swivel. It still works out okay in mine.
A lot of times on the show, on Mondays after a Vikings game, we start with the Vikings. Let's mention a little bit. We'll talk more with Chipper. 28 zip. Other people have beat me to it. But I was going to jump in saying Love shouldn't be playing. Sit him out second half. Also, at some point, I forget if it was 21 zip or 28 zip. I said, let's just be honest. No team is playing better than the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I think it was 21 zip. So this is something they score again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 28 to zip. So it's not only just the 4-0, because there are a few other. How many other 4-0 teams? We got the Chiefs.
is there two others? I got to look it up.
But at the time, it's not just that, but it's they've trailed for 3 minutes. And to the Giants off the C.J. Ham fumble since one screw-up on the first drive, they've been in the lead ever since.
Seahawks 3-0.
Okay.
They play tonight.
So Chiefs and Vikings are only 4-0, and I get it. The Chiefs are the champs. Have they been impressive in one game?
No. Purple have looked much better than the champs so far.
Right. And, again, so if they met in the Super Bowl today, who would I take?
Purple. That's always worked out in the big game against the Chiefs.
Yeah. Let's see. Have they ever played before in the Super Bowl? How'd that work out? And again, I'm just going to be enjoy this season, stop worrying. So, you know, then Brandon Powell gets hurt on kind of a KOC. He did run the ball a decent one yesterday, but, man, he kept throwing later. He just like, PJ wants to run. KOC wants to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so then Jalen Naylor screws up. When you're backpedaling like that and you're looking in the sun, just let it go, man. You're up 28-0. By the way, he played 14 snaps. Trent Sherfield, the immortal Trent Sherfield, played 8 more snaps than Jalen Naylor. They weren't pleased. Okay? And from that point on, it was a battle. So I think you're missing it, though, if you're going to spend more time talking about the lousy play, the momentum Green Bay ended up getting, as opposed to their 4-0. I'm not saying you don't discuss what happened, coaching debates, what was Naylor doing, why couldn't they extend drives, but the bigger, broader story. And by the way, it's Seattle and Detroit tonight, right? What if Seattle wins that game? And this ball club has a 2-game lead in the NFC North in bleeping September. It's pretty stunning.
It is. Looking at the schedule before the year, chances they'd start 0-4 versus 4-0 were way higher.
0. Right? I mean, now somebody's saying they were outscored 29-3 in the second half. They were.
That's good math.
They were. But they went into cruise control. Defense wasn't as good. Made some mistakes. And, you know, you get 4 turnovers from Green Bay. You get drop passes. You get field goals. That's how games are decided all the time. I'm not saying you look the other way on what happened the second half. By the way, O'Connell probably loves it. He won't say it publicly, but he loves it because now he can say, we're 4-0, but look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
When we stopped playing our way, look what happened. All right, we'll get more to the purple in a little bit. I'd love to have you follow us on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan, @ChadHarbinShow. Please, please, please check out the podcast on a regular basis. Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify, Chad Hartman Show. Jim Pete on the Big Wolves Trade is next.